My name is Peter Kustermann. Today I'm here under my artist name, that is Ned Mail. That's easier. And because today is the International Tea Hour of the Edible Book worldwide, also in Oroville. Wherever I am on the 1st April, I do the International Tea Hour of the Edible Book. People brought their self-baked books here, and it's amazing to see their beauty and variety. Above all, there was again a Tamil book baked here in Oroville, which is very rare and special. And like all the other books that are baked or have been baked or are being baked just now all around the world, like the sun goes around the world, this Tamil book will be tonight on the internet under edible books. So you can Google them, books to eat or edible books. The idea had a friend of mine. She was a librarian in Los Angeles, and she had a sweet tooth. And one afternoon, her name is Judith Hofberg, she was an American Jew. One afternoon she was sitting together with her friends who were also librarians and had also a sweet tooth. So they had this idea, hey, why don't we bake books? That's how it originated, and it spread like wildfire all around the world. So every 1st of April, people meet now all over the world to bring their self-baked books. They photograph them, they put them on the internet, and then they eat them up and have fun. And today we had the encore here, that we had a Chinese tea ceremony, which I appreciate very much. So different aspects are integrated in our world. It's not a strange thing. We have products from our world, we have Tamil products. We integrate the tea hour with locals here. This is nice to do because we are creating networks. It's a positive form of globalization against the exploitation. Because everybody in the world, he can just get things together and make something book-like, even people who would never get a visa to my country. Or in my country, people who would never have enough money to buy a cake, except making it. So it's basic democratic, it's global in a positive sense, and that is what makes sense. I'm part of a large family there. Why is it the 1st of April? It is not an April Fool's joke, but it is the birthday of Monsieur Savarin, who was a very famous cook, and he wrote a book that was called La Physiognomie du Goût, The Physiognomy of Taste. And in his honor, on his birthday, that is celebrated every year. Some people do it at other times, on other days, but the bulk of it, most of them do it today and now. It's nice to feel connected with them, though I don't know them all personally, but they do the same thing. Now, I went one step further. I bake a book on stage. The other people, they bring their self-baked book, and I bake it here. With the magic energy of the public, you saw that, in a few minutes, and with outlandish ingredients. It starts now with egg and flour and sugar, but then it becomes very local. And I thought that now, after the cyclone, I should bake a book, 1,000 trees for a will. So I brought some trees, and maybe next year you will have apples around the banyan tree. I mean, real apples on trees. And old ladies always keep asking me after the performance for the recipe. So that's, I rub it in while I do it. I repeat it so that people can repeat it. It's a bit of show, a bit of magic. And people follow you. They are, because you are there in this uniform, they believe what you do. And all of a sudden they realize, oh, this was a hoax. But then they enjoy the cake. They enjoy the book. They enjoy the taste. So it's something holistic. It's for the mind, it's for the heart, and it's also for your body. That's how I want to live anyway. And Oroville is a place where to do that. It is my spiritual home. If I could stand the tropics better, I would live here already. Over the last 15 years, I've been doing lots of different things here, like translating at the reception in quiet, if they had nobody to speak Russian or Spanish, or teaching art classes in New Creation School. It's wonderful to see a young Tamil boy, for the first time in his life, put a brush and to paint, and then paint like a young god. And those are lasting experiences. Or also I helped a very tiny little bit building the Matrimandir. So whenever I bring friends here, and I bring loads of friends here, I do seminars with them, I do retreats with them, I take them to the Matrimandir and I say, hey look, this meter of marble, I polished myself some 10 years ago. And it was some real hard work. Also, I have a photo where I stand on top of the Matrimandir. You remember this construction work there, this crane, heaving up, lifting up those huge, huge gold petals. And that connects you, that connects you to the place. And meanwhile, I have many friends here who I like to see once a year. And then to do things that I like myself, as a performance artist in the Guinness Book. So I like to bring the things here that I do myself, like the tier of an edible book. What you see at the moment, and for some weeks still, here in Aurelec Dining Hall, is another contemporary art form, that is mail art about the same subject. So when I perform as a bookburger, that is performance art, I do it in the Biennale in Venice, that is the world's biggest art show, and on the starting day of the Biennale last year, I met the bookmaker, and from there it spread all over. That is one contemporary art form, performance art. The other one is mail art. There's about 5,000 mail artists all over the world who I know of. I know 500 of them personally. I visit them, they come to my place. I have an arts gallery, I do performance and mail art festivals. And every year I do one new performance, like the bookmaker. And I do one new mail art project, and what you see here is the mail art project, Bake a Book a Day. Bake a book a day. I just give them a slogan, a phrase, a trigger, and then it's amazing. Like the books, it's in the baked books, it's amazing to see which variety of ideas and colors, depending on social background, they send you. I'm the organizer of the project. I invite people to write. I get some 200, 300, 400 contributions. I exhibit them, I make a catalog. And there's some basic rules to mail out. One is no rejects, so every contribution is in. You, as spectators, decide what you consider art and not a high-paid gallerist. Then no returns for all the efforts I do. I can keep the originals that I get, so I have a big archive of mail art. And the third iron rule is documentation back to every participant. So whichever way, a brochure or a catalog, I send back to each of them with the addresses, and that creates network structures. So something I think that fits to our world quite well. It might be a nice idea to start a mail art project someday in Oroville. I do it in the German army, though I never served. I do it in art schools. Wherever you have people who like this idea of non-commercial exchange of real art and of being an artist yourself, in the sense of Joseph Beuys, there you can do it. There's no copyright on it. And my specialty is real post stamps with myself on them doing one of my performances. Like you see here, this was done in England. This is originally a British stamp from the Tate Gallery where I was performing. So I have a small collection of real stamps, real postage, with my own performances on them. This is possible nowadays. For some 30 years I've been forging post stamps, and now the different GPOs, they edit real editions, commemorative stamps. This is from myself where these two contemporary art forms meet, performance art and mail art. The reason why I come to Oroville, the question is rather more, why do I leave Oroville?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
The good one. The children was really getting...
Yeah, he was asking interesting questions.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought your children.
Yes.
Now I know the whole family.
You brought the lantern, babies.
До следующего года. Сегодня ночью мы улетаем уже. Она должна вернуться к детям. Трое. I try to speak to everybody the language that they know best. It's good for me, then I'm the stupid foreigner. He gave me a wonderful treatment.
Okay.
I had such a pain in my head And he treated me twice with acupuncture, and now it's gone. Especially he showed me that it was not my head that aches, but my neck.
Dankeschön.
Yeah, why do I leave Oroville? Yeah, it's a climate. It gives me, even a week here gives me a hard time. I have followed the development of Oroville for the last 16 years. I'm ever so amazed to see with what ideas friends come up and how the society functions, how all those impossible things become possible. I also have a critical eye on Oroville. My fear is that it might implode someday, that it might become Oro Disney. My fear is that nature will just sweep it away. I would for long have put concrete into the sea in front of Quiet to save this rescue point and other things. If I had land here and if I had bought it like Oroville does, I would get a big bulldozer and shove everybody away who squats on my land, because this is a generation of acquiring ground and building houses. So maybe this sounds German and effective, but I would go a little bit more in for what I have and want to do. I do not say that anybody is lazy here and that anybody is undetermined. No problem. But what I find is that Oroville deserves to show itself more clearly and to speak up for itself. When Oroville was founded, well, this could have become Palestine, and that would have been horrible. And Oroville is the counter image. It's just the contrary of Palestine, because it fits in so well into all the surroundings. But now I think is the time where already half of the Orwellians are Indians. It's time to speak up and to say, hey, we go in for our own rights. Otherwise, this may become like Disneyland Paris someday. Nice for a weekend, for the whole family, wellness and relaxation. But the whole idea, the spirit, might get lost when this generation that get old like me now, when they die out, who comes then? Who will keep the spirit going? I think Oroville deserves to be real clear, like a good performance is clear. People came to me and said, hey, you have made your point there, because I left all the other things out and I went straight there. You have realized how the whole thing is structured, how it appeals to the public and how it is geared to the public. So I would not do the same performance in another place. I would not do the same performance in a year. Nobody will think of the cyclone anymore. So it has to go to the point. I know what I would love to do when and if I was here. I tried to discuss a lot with old friends who I have here, and in quiet, working in quiet and around. Many Indians, some French. But then who am I to tell the people here what they have to do? They develop the city of the future. My job is rather more in my own country to carry the message. I do seminars, I do weekends, I do classes on Oroville, and I spread the knowledge, especially among young people. And I think now that programs like Weltwärts are initiated, there is young people coming, and there is people coming who will be in important positions and places in my country later. They will be doctors and teachers and bankers and so on. And if they know of Oroville, that will really help to carry the idea back into the First World.